Sadie Thon may be the first contestant in the long-running Miss Massachusetts pageant who can't tell the judges exactly where or when she was born.
It's really hazy if I was born in Cambodia or in Thailand. I mean, my dad has one story, my mom has another story. According to her, she was pregnant when she walked from Cambodia to Thailand. And my father said that actually I was already born and he was holding me.
What Thon does know is that her family barely survived Pol Pot's brutal Khmer Rouge regime that killed about 2 million Cambodians in the 1970s. Her parents witnessed dozens of atrocities and experienced them too. Her father's brother was murdered in front of him.
He lost a lot of family in Cambodia. My mom, she was tortured by the soldiers.
The family ended up in a Thai refugee camp. And when Thon was 3, they immigrated to Massachusetts. But her parents were too traumatized to raise her or her 4 siblings. Thon spent several years in foster homes until she and her younger brother were adopted by a couple in the rural town of Shutesbury. She says her childhood was happy, but with few other Asians in her elementary or high school, she struggled with her cultural identity and rarely found Cambodian women role models in popular culture.
I felt like the 2 representations of us was either in pornography or we were just these native people that needed to be saved from third world countries. There was no middle ground of like a successful Cambodian woman.
Thon wants to be that successful Cambodian woman, and the route she's taking surprises even her. This women's studies scholar and feminist is entering a beauty contest. She was selected out of thousands of applicants to be a contestant at the Miss Massachusetts pageant, the first step to Miss USA and then Miss Universe. The event is sponsored by Donald Trump and separate from the Miss America pageant in Atlantic City. If she wins, Thon would be the first Cambodian to become Miss Massachusetts in its 50-year history. The only Asian ever to win the state title, according to pageant officials, was a Vietnamese-American in 2000. That kind of visibility, Thon says, was her motivation.
It would be so exciting if a Cambodian woman was an ideal woman. We've struggled so hard to survive and to fit in everywhere. I think it would inspire a lot of hope with my community and my people.
Thon did have some qualms about entering a pageant where many contestants pose for publicity shots in skimpy lingerie and come-hither poses. In fact, she didn't tell any Cambodian community groups about her pageant entry. She wasn't sure they'd approve.
I didn't want them to feel like I was becoming another hyposexualized image, because there's a bathing suit aspect of it. And if they don't really understand my intentions or if they don't understand what's going on, they may assume that it's just another young girl falling into what Americans' perceptions of young Asian women.
But Thon says the pageant is a step towards more intellectual pursuits. She wants to become a women's studies professor, and the winner's $45,000 scholarship would help her get there. And besides, doesn't her country deserve some recognition for its beauty, inner and outer, given the ugliness of its recent past?
You know, I feel like some Cambodian families, they allow their history or difficulties that they had growing up in their past to hinder them in their future, and that is really inaccurate. We're a beautiful country, we're a beautiful group of people, and our history of the Khmer Rouge, instead of being ashamed of that, to also remember how beautiful we were before that war.
Many Cambodians agree with her. After she was profiled in the UMass student newspaper, Thon got dozens of friend requests on her Facebook page from Cambodians she'd never met, all of them congratulatory.
It was so cool because it was like, I'm just from Shutesbury, I'm this irrelevant little girl. And to them, I'm someone that's really daring and I'm doing something that represents the people well. Because even though the Khmer Rouge was, its goal was to annihilate all of the talented, educated, the lawyers, everyone, we still survived.
Thon says her adoptive parents are excited about the pageant and on her case to prepare well for the public interview. She chose the topics, Cambodian women in America and foster care. She's not sure what her biological family thinks about the whole thing. She's not in contact with her father or her 2 older brothers, who she says became gang members in eastern Massachusetts. She does talk by phone with her mother, whom she describes as barely functional as a result of her past trauma. Thon told her about the pageant.
And she was just like, huh? And she was like, what is that? And I was like, oh, it's a beauty pageant. You will never understand what this is or that it's a somewhat of a big deal for me.
But Fawn is hoping that once she shows her Cambodian mother pictures from the event of Fawn posing in an evening gown before an adoring crowd, she will understand.
To see her daughter do something that seems so privileged, what a very wealthy American privileged person who's never experienced any type of pain would do, I think she'd be really happy to know that her daughter is not living the life that she had.
On top of the scholarship money, Miss Massachusetts 2010 will get to live in Trump Towers for a year. The pageant takes place at the Memorial Auditorium in Lowell, home to the second largest Cambodian population in America. For WFCR and WNNZ, I'm Karen Brown.